sometimes when the weather is really bad, I just come into this room. It's a mini gym. I have a treadmill, a few weights thrown around.
I'm Olive Lucknam, and I'll represent Ireland in the women's 20k walk.
This is Emer, my daughter, who's 6 years old, and Emer is going to be with us at the Olympic Games in London. It's her first time to go to the Olympic Games. What are you going to shout when you see Mummy racing, Emer?
Good luck!
A typical day for me would be to train in the morning. I do about 20 kilometres every day, about 120k a week. I take a day off. I don't even think about it at the stage. And then in the evening, I'll go to the gym as well and do core work. One day a week then where it all gets lumped in together and I go off there for 25 kilometres. That's usually on a Saturday morning, so I get the Saturday afternoon off as a result. This is my fourth Olympics, and I suppose I'm older than when I went to my first Olympics. So as you get older, the rest and the recovery becomes more important because you're so strong from years of work.
Olive Lucknam going to come home. What an improvement on her Olympic Games performance of a year ago. A first major medal and a world championship.
My first aim would have been to win a national medal. And then when I won a national medal, I was hoping to make an international competition. And then I suppose the next thing was to make a big one. And that was the Olympics in 2000. So I suppose I started taking it pretty seriously a year or two before the Olympics. I mean, I was always inspired by the Olympics. I was only 4 when the games were on in Moscow, and I vaguely remember some of the boycotts. Even as a child, they captured my imagination. It wasn't that I thought on a random day that I'd qualify for the Olympics. It was all little by little and step by step. I wasn't the sportiest kid on the block. There was 4 girls in my class in national school, and I used to hope someone was missing because that was my only guarantee of a medal when I was very little. But then, of course, as I got older, that changed. Grew a bit. As a female athlete, it would be great to think that girls would see us, the likes of myself, Katie, Derville, and say, I want to be an athlete, or I can do that too, in the same way as I would have looked at Katrina McKiernan and Sonia O'Sullivan and said, yes, it can be done. I admire some women. I also admire many of our male sports stars and the commitment that they show. But it would be brilliant to think that girls would see me and say, right, I can do that. I want to perform better, and I want to have a higher position than I've had at the Olympics before, and my highest position to date has been 7th. I'll do everything I can to be the best that I can and leave nothing to chance. I want to go, I want to discover what my limits are. I haven't reached them yet, and I'm there to figure that out.
I first got into rowing 15 years ago, just got picked up in a school by a rowing coach that was back in Latvia. I didn't really know what I was going for at the time, but I just thought it's a challenge, so I'll just go and give it a go. And since then, I just fall in love with that sport and can't get out of it. I'm Sanita Puspor. I'm rowing for Ireland at the Olympics.
To you, Sanita Puspor for Ireland, who was 4th in that Olympic qualification. That's a great achievement.
Being selected to row for Ireland, it's a big honour for me because I'm not Irish. I'm Latvian with an Irish passport. So I really feel like it is an honour. You don't get that every day, and it doesn't happen like that in many countries, and I'll try to make Ireland proud of the Olympics.
My name's Adrian Cassidy. I'm the chief coach of the Irish rowing team, and I'm coaching Sunita the Olympic Games in London. She's very determined to achieve the things she wants to achieve. It's not always been easy, and a lot of the stuff she's needed to do she's found very difficult, but she does try as hard as she needs to.
We moved to Cork last year just because we just had to make a choice. If I really wanted to have a go in rowing and see how far can I get, because Olympics were kind of on the agenda at the time. And yeah, the rowing took the priority, if you can say so. So we had to move to Cork. My husband Casper is the biggest support, I have to say, because it was December 2009. Unfortunately, he lost his job. There was a big thing about SR Techniques, and he was working there. And the good thing came out of it that I could actually start training properly and put more hours into training. So he was the one who was minding children, making lunch, making dinner.
Sanita Pruspor, not exactly the Irish name you would expect, and that's because she hails from Riga in Latvia, where she was born.
As I got more and more competitive, I had to make a choice to go for Latvia or to go for Ireland. I remember that was April trials 2010 when I got asked the question if I'm going to go for Ireland, and they gave me a week or so to decide what I'm going to go for, but at the time they were actually asking me, I already knew the answer, I'm going to go for Ireland. My family's very excited. They'll be going to Olympics as well, and it's great for kids just to see that. They're only 4 and 5, but they keep walking around and telling people, oh, my mommy's going to Olympics, which is so cute.
How she'll do at the Olympics, it's hard to say. Making the B final would be a great result. We're really going to go there. It sounds cliche, but just try to focus on producing the 3 best races she can.
My plan for the Olympic Games is to go faster and harder than I did before. So I'm thinking about top 12 and up. We'll see.